verse of Scripture that we would like to concentrate our thoughts upon today is the verse 16. And next him was Amasiah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord, and with him 200,000 mighty men of valor. The book of Proverbs tells us that when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Proverbs 29 and verse 2. We have many examples of this truth throughout Scripture. We think of Joseph, who was made governor in the land of Egypt. And while Joseph governed, the people rejoiced, because under God he brought the country through 7 years of famine. When Othniel judged Israel with the Spirit of the Lord resting upon him, we're told the land had rest 40 years. When godly Hezekiah occupied the throne in Judah, it was a time of reformation. And we read in 2 Chronicles 29 verse 36, and Hezekiah rejoiced, and all the people, that God had prepared the people. So not only did Hezekiah rejoice in the great reformation that swept the nation under his rule and his reign, but the people rejoiced with him. And in the chapter before us that we have just read, Jehoshaphat is Judah's king. He was a righteous man who sought the Lord. He was a man of prayer. And we are told in verse 3 that the Lord was with Jehoshaphat, because he walked in the first ways of his father David, and sought not unto Balaam. This godly man sent itinerant preachers to take the word to every city in his realm. Verse 9. And they taught in Judah, and had the book of the law of the Lord with them, and went about throughout all the cities of Judah, and taught the people. Oh, for men like Jehoshaphat, in places of authority today, men like Jehoshaphat who sent out servants with the word of God and to carry the word to the people that dwelt in the cities throughout his realm. We need men like Jehoshaphat today. And this godly man, Jehoshaphat, had a sizable army under his command. Verses 14 to 18 gives us the numbers of his army, at least the army that was stationed in and around Jerusalem, because we are told that he had other men in other parts of his realm. Verse 19, these waited on the king beside those whom the king put in the fenced cities throughout all Judah. Now the men that he had in and around Jerusalem totaled 1,144,000 160,000 men. Over 1 million men in his army, in and around Jerusalem alone. This shows us that Jehoshaphat was a man of might and great military strength and power. And of course the Lord had prospered him also because he walked in the ways of the Lord. He built cities and he built castles, and people round about, the nations round about, brought gifts and presents unto Jehoshaphat. They didn't want to fall out with him. This man had such an army, such a powerful army. And over this vast army, Jehoshaphat had appointed 5 captains. We read about them there in verses 14 to 18. 5 captains, 5 men that he had appointed over this great army. We have in verse 14 Adnah, the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. So Adnah was the chief in Jehoshaphat's army at Jerusalem. And then verse 15, we have Jehoiachin, and he was the captain, and with him 280,000. And under Amaziah, there was 200,000 mighty men of valor. And then out of the tribe of Benjamin, Eliada, a mighty man of valor, and with him armed men with bow and shield, 200,000. And then Jehoiazabad in verse 18, and he had 180,000 ready, prepared for the war. 1,160,000 men in all, under 5 captains. It is no coincidence that the man we want to consider this morning, Amaziah, is the central character of the 5. And so we see that our attention is drawn to him immediately. He's central. He's the central figure of the 4 of the 5 captains. And so what is special about Amaziah? We're told that next him was Amaziah, the son of Zichri, who willingly offered himself unto the Lord. Now we know why the Spirit of God put this man as a central figure in Jehoshaphat's army, and why he's the central figure of the 5. He was the one man whom we are told willingly offered himself unto the Lord. And we want to consider this man, this soldier's free will offering. He offered himself freely, willingly unto the Lord. Dear Christian, as we look at Amaziah this morning and his offering, I believe there are many practical lessons for us today to glean from this man and his surrendered life. I want us first of all to consider this morning Amaziah and his particular attributes. What set this man apart from the others? What set this man apart, not only from the other 4 captains, but really, when you think of it, set him apart from the vast army under the command of Jehoshaphat, 1,160,000. First of all, we see here something about Amaziah and his family. We're told something about his family. Because verse 14 tells us, and these are the numbers of them according to the house of their fathers. And so Amaziah was of the house of Judah. There we are told immediately something about his family. The ensign of the house of the tribe of Judah, of course, was the lion. Jesus Christ is of the house of Judah. Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And so Amaziah is from the tribe of Judah. He's of the royal line. He's of the tribe that Jesus Christ came into this world through. Now, Judah has the emblem of the lion. Now, when you look at Amaziah's name, you find that this is alluded to in his name. He's the son of Zichri. Zichri means renowned. Amaziah means Jehovah is strength. And according to Proverbs 30 and verse 30, the lion is the strongest among the beasts of the field. And so here we have Amaziah out of the tribe of Judah. Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah, and the lion is the strongest animal among the beasts of the field. And it says that this Amaziah willingly offered himself unto the Lord. I want us to notice something else. Whenever Adnah is spoken of in verse 14, he is described as the chief. Adnah the chief. Verse 15, it is Jehoiachin the captain. And so Adnah was distinguished as the chief, Jehoiachin as the captain. Now we come to Amaziah, and it says Amaziah the son. One was the chief, the other was the captain, and Amaziah the son. He was a son of Zichri of the tribe of Judah, and he offered himself willingly unto the Lord. What does this teach us? This teaches us and reminds us that we are, as God's people, of the royal line. We belong to Jesus Christ, the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We are his children. We are the sons and daughters of God. And being the sons and daughters of the Lord, being members of the royal family, then ought we not to follow the example of this man, Amaziah, and ought we then not also to willingly offer ourselves unto the Lord. We're very well acquainted with the words of Paul to the believers at Rome. In Romans 12 and verse 1, when Paul said, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, Paul was speaking to all of the saints at Rome. He didn't single one or two out for special attention. He says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, present your bodies to the Lord. Give yourselves to God. This is your reasonable service. And we are the sons of God. We have been bought by the blood of Christ. We've been bought with a price. And we belong to the Lord. We ought then, like Amaziah, we ought to willingly offer ourselves unto the Lord. And so we have Amaziah and his family. He was the son of Zichri of the tribe of Judah. Then we have Amaziah and his fellows. His fellow captains. Once again, Adna, the chief, and with him mighty men of valor, 300,000. And Jehoiachin, the captain, and with him 280,000. And then verse 17, Eliada, a mighty man of valor. All these things are most commendable. And Jehoiada in verse 18, he was captain over 180,000 men, ready and prepared for war. All these things indeed are most commendable. But this man, Amaziah, stands out above all the rest. Because he is the only one who willingly offered himself to the Lord. Let's take his two fellows from the tribe of Judah. Let's leave aside the other two men from the tribe of Benjamin. And here we have Amaziah, and he has two fellows from his own tribe, Adna and Jehoiachin, both out of the tribe of Judah. But we see that Amaziah was the only one of the three who willingly offered himself unto the Lord. What does this speak to us of? Speaks to us, first of all, I believe, of the rarity of. Because one out of three maybe would be the ratio. That one in every three of God's people have offered themselves willingly unto the Lord. It was one in three here. Is it not a rare thing in the Church of Jesus Christ today to come across those who have, like Amaziah, willingly offered themselves to the Lord? Here it was one in three. And then we have the record of, for the others, for Adna, verse 14, and Jehoiachin, and verse 15, their claim to fame was, one was a chief, the other was a captain. And Amaziah willingly offered himself unto the Lord. The first two men, one was a captain, the other was a chief in an earthly kingdom, but Amaziah had his eyes on another kingdom. He had his eyes on the kingdom of God. Therefore, Amaziah willingly offered himself unto the Lord. And dear child of God, let us keep our eyes on the heavenly kingdom. Let us work in this world with our eyes on the kingdom of heaven, on the kingdom of God. Let us lay up treasure in heaven. Let us labor for our reward in heaven. Amaziah was the only one, and it's recorded, the only one who willingly offered himself unto the Lord. Then we notice Amaziah and his fervor. There is no doubt that this individual was fervent. He had been set over 200,000 men by Jehoshaphat. But Amaziah was not content with that. Amaziah was fervent for the Lord. And Amaziah willingly offered himself unto the Lord. Whatever Adna was and whatever he did, he was the chief. Whatever Jehoiachin was and whatever he did, as far as Amaziah was concerned, he was going to offer himself and did offer himself to the Lord. There's his fervor, his zeal for God. I think of Daniel there taken into captivity and chosen along with other young men, choice young men, to come and sit at the king's table. And they become servants of the king of Babylon. And Daniel said, well, I'm not going, and I'm not doing it. And Daniel purposed in his heart. As far as Daniel was concerned, it didn't matter to him so much what other people were doing. When they were in captivity, Daniel says, this is what I'm doing. I'm not defiling myself by eating the king's meat. And whatever else Adna and Jehoiachin were going to do, this is what Amaziah was going to do. And this is what he did. He offered himself freely unto the Lord. Dear Christian, this is what Christianity needs today. This is what the Church of Jesus Christ needs today. It needs men and women who, like Amaziah, will willingly offer themselves unto the Lord. Offer themselves to the Lord for the Lord to use them in whatever way He seems or sees fit. Every year at the Easter Convention in Dr. Paisley's church, it is, of course, a time of preaching. And Saturday night is missionary night, when missionaries come and give reports, and some one missionary will preach the word. And a challenge is given to all who are gathered there. That same challenge is given again on Thursday, on the Monday, usually the Monday afternoon meeting. every year, you see dozens, hundreds of young people coming to the front of the church, offering themselves unto the Lord. Now, some of those young people will eventually enter the theological hall of the Whitfield College of the Bible. Some will go to the mission field. Some will enter into the home ministry. Not all. But as far as I am concerned, that which is most commendable is that so many young people are willing to offer themselves to the Lord. They're saying, Lord, here am I. I'm offering myself to Thee. I'm laying my all upon the altar. If it is Thy will, Lord, take me and send me to the mission field. If it is Thy will, take me and make me an evangelist. If it is Thy will, take me and put me into the ministry. They're offering themselves. That is most commendable. They're saying, Lord, if it is Thy will, then take me and use me. This is what a Messiah did. Surrender, of course, is something that soldiers don't like to talk about, but here's a soldier, and here's a soldier who surrendered. He didn't surrender to the enemy, he surrendered to the Lord. Willingly offered himself unto the Lord. Secondly, we have Amaziah and his personal attitude. His personal attitude, as we have already noted. This was something that Amaziah did personally. Adna didn't offer himself to the Lord, neither did Jehoiachin offer himself to the Lord. But here we have Amaziah's own personal attitude. This is what he did. And this highlights for us, first of all, his selflessness. Amaziah did not offer to the Lord merely his silver and his gold, which would have been good, as we will see in a moment or two. But Amaziah offered himself. The word for offering, or offered, speaks to us of that free will offering that is brought into the house of the Lord. The word is used quite extensively in 1 Chronicles 29, if you turn please to 1 Chronicles 29. And here, we have plans being drawn up for the building of the temple under the leadership and guidance of Solomon. And the challenge is put out. And we read in verse 6, then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work offered willingly. What did they offer? Verse 7, and gave for the service of the house of God of gold and 5,000 talents, etc. Some offered their silver. Others offered their services. we come down to verse 9. Then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Verse 14. But who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this sort? And so over and over again, the people came and offered willingly. It's a free will offering. Now in the place of the silver, in the place of the service, Amaziah placed himself. And he offered himself to the Lord. Spurgeon tells the story of a young boy who was sitting in a meeting, and an offering was being taken up for the mission field, to help in the mission field, to spread the gospel out in the mission field. And one of the men came around with the offering plate. The little boy was sitting at the end of the pew. And when he saw the offering plate, he asked the usher if he would lower it somewhat. And the usher thought, well, maybe the wee boy wants to see how much money has been collected. And so he consented to do so, and he lowered the plate. And then the little boy says, could you lower it a bit more? And so he did so. And then the boy says, could you place it on the ground? And when he did so, little boy, he stepped onto the offering plate. He says, I have no silver and gold to offer, but for the mission field I offer myself. And Messiah offered himself. May we offer ourselves to the Lord as a free will offering to God. Then we have Amaziah and his sacrifice. Amaziah and his selflessness. He held nothing back because he offered himself. This, of course, was a great sacrifice. And we all know, as believers, that in God's work, in God's service as Christians, we're called upon to make sacrifices. We also know that God's Word teaches us, exhorts us, to become more and more like the Savior. We're not to be conformed to this world, but transformed. Rather, we are to be conformed to the image of His person. There's to be a Christ-likeness in each one of us. But when we look at what Jesus Christ did for us, what did He do? Hebrews 9 verse 14 tells us that He offered up Himself. Similar words, almost identical words. A Messiah willingly offered Himself unto the Lord. Jesus Christ at Calvary willingly offered Himself unto the Lord. And in the light of Calvary, can we do anything less than that? Can we do anything less than what Amaziah did? Because Jesus Christ has set for us a great example. He offered up Himself and did it willingly. We know that. For in Gethsemane he prayed, not my will, but thy.
thy will be done.
And we will never come closer to the example set by Christ. We'll never come closer than when we offer ourselves to the Lord. We'll never come closer to following His example than when we offer ourselves willingly unto the Lord. And then we have Amaziah and his service. There are some amongst the church, the people of the Church of Jesus Christ today, and they would look upon this sacrifice as somewhat of a hindrance to them. I can say that today because I have met professing believers who are reluctant and have been reluctant to willingly offer themselves to the Lord. They have been reluctant to live a surrendered life to God because they would see it as something of a hindrance to them making progress in the world. They may see it as a hindrance to them being promoted. They would see it as a hindrance to their prosperity in business. They wouldn't like to be recognized as a man or a woman who's out and out for God, who's zealous for the Lord, who's fervent for the things of the Lord. Oh, they would be looked upon as some kind of zealot, extremist, and so they would see this surrendered life as a hindrance. Well, as we will see, as far as Amaziah was concerned, it didn't prove to be any hindrance to him. Surrendered life to God will never, ever be and prove to be a hindrance to the Christian. Never. And here we have Amaziah and his service, for we are told that he willingly offered himself unto the Lord. And what was his service? He was put in command of 200,000 men. His offering didn't hinder him in the least. He was made captain. He was made commander over 200,000 men. Does this not teach us that we all, like Amaziah, ought to offer ourselves with this willingness unto the Lord? Take my life and let it be. Consecrate it, Lord, to Thee. Take my moments and my days. Let them flow in ceaseless praise. Finally, we have Amaziah and the position he attained. We see from this verse that Amaziah was put in charge, as we've said, of 200,000 men. Here we have his rank. He's captain or commander of 200,000 men. He reached the rank of captain. But that is not where the emphasis is placed. The emphasis isn't placed on Amaziah reaching that rank or that stage, that position in the kingdom. The emphasis is placed on the fact that this man willingly offered himself unto the Lord. And Christian, that's all that matters. That's all that will matter in eternity. That's all that will matter as we stand at the judgment seat of Christ. Not what rank we have reached in this world, in this earthly kingdom, but where we have got to in the heavenly kingdom, if we offered ourselves with this willingness unto the Lord. Now you think of it, Amaziah was a captain or a commander. He wasn't offering himself to the Lord that he might be a preacher, that he might be an evangelist, that he might be a missionary. He was a captain. That's where he remained. That's where he stayed. Does this not tell us that we don't have to be ministers or missionaries or preachers or full-time workers in God's service to willingly offer ourselves to the Lord? Every Christian can willingly offer themselves to the Lord. His rank, his rejoicing. You say, well, I look at the verse, I don't see any rejoicing here. Well, we have already read in 1 Chronicles 29 of the people who offered willingly unto the Lord. And we're told in verse 9, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly. They rejoiced. There was a joy in their hearts because they had offered willingly to the Lord. And having offered with such willingness to the Lord, it made them glad. The Lord loves a cheerful giver. Let us come and cheerfully and willingly offer ourselves to the Lord. Say, Lord, here I am. Take me and use me. And we will know. We will know the joy of the Lord in our hearts when we live a surrendered life to Christ. Why are there so many miserable believers today? Because so many of them can't make up their mind whether to give themselves completely over to God or to the world. That's why. They have a foot in each camp, as it were. His recognition, his rank and his rejoicing and his recognition. Just one verse in Scripture. You'll not find this man's name mentioned anywhere else in all of the 66 books of the Bible. One small verse. You could miss his name reading through this chapter. You could miss it. You'd be on to the next verse and to the end of the chapter and would not even have noticed his name. Does this not remind us of the brevity of life? Just as Amaziah's name appears for a fleeting moment, so we appear in this scene of time for a fleeting moment. Dear Christian, we need to make our lives tell for God. And in the short time we have here on earth, may we willingly offer ourselves unto the Lord. Say, Lord, use me. Use me. I offer myself now. Use me for thy honor and glory. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Father and gracious God, we bless thee that through the blood of Christ, we have been made sons and daughters of God. We bless thee for the one who is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. We thank thee that we are in his family. We bless thee, O God, that we are on the side of victory. For the Lion of Judah will break every chain and give us the victory again and again. Lord, help us, like Amaziah, to give ourselves completely to Thee with great willingness, O Lord, unto Thee. We ask Thee, our God, that Thou will use us. Even, Lord, as we read there at the end of that chapter, these men, these Book of Numbers, chapter 2. We have found the place of our reading tonight. Let us seek once again the Lord's face in prayer. Most gracious, loving Father, we're glad tonight that we're numbered with that people who are marching to Zion, the beautiful city of God, that city which hath foundation, whose builder and maker is God. We bless Thee, Lord, that one day we shall realize what Rutherford preached in his day. One day, Lord, we also shall reach Emmanuel's land. We shall not gaze at glory, but we shall look upon our King of Grace. Not at the crown He giveth, but on His pierced hands, for the Lamb is all the glory in Emmanuel's land. O gracious Father, as pilgrims on the way to heaven, help us, Lord, to live for Thee. Help us, gracious God, to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. Help us, Lord, to serve Thee with nothing less than our all. Come now, Father, and presence Thyself with us. Give us eyes to see Christ. Give us a heart to receive the Word. We pray in Jesus' name and for His glory alone. Amen.